Welcome to ViralCast, MovieViral.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, the executive editor for the website, and I'm here today with two special guests, Chris and Joel. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Good.
So Chris has been with us before in podcasts, but I believe this is Joel's first time. So we're going to be talking about zombies today, a very popular topic right now. For me, and we'll get into this more specifically later, what brought me to do this specific topic was the movie Warm Bodies, which had a trailer come out, I believe, last week. And it was a very interesting movie, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. That kind of sparked my interest in doing all this. So zombies are very popular right now. It's, you know, we become a culture that's very into the genre stuff again, you know, Comic-Con being a lot more mainstream, that kind of stuff. So obviously, even the horror gets into that kind of category too. So, I mean, before we kind of really talk about where zombies are, I kind of want to know, maybe to get a frame of reference, what your guys' favorite movies are that are zombie movies. And start with Joel. What are your favorite ones?
Okay. My favorite zombie movie is probably Shaun of the Dead. just because it has the correct zombies, and it's just, nerd heaven. And then a close second would probably be the remake of Dawn of the Dead, and Zombieland probably be tied for second.
Very good choices. What about you, Chris?
Shaun of the Dead, for comedy, same thing with Zombieland. I do like the original Dawn of the Dead, the 1978 one. A childhood, my first zombie movie was actually Shockwave.
Oh, wow.
And it was a movie, I had it on VHS. Actually, my parents had it on VHS. My mom would never watch it, and that intrigued me to watch it. And that was actually my first zombie movie. And I was just scared beyond belief. But now looking back at it, I kind of laugh at it. but my recent favorite one, and I've been trying to get people to watch it, it's so bad, it's actually good, in my mind, is Abe Lincoln versus zombies.
Oh, from the Asylum.
Yep.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out then. That's pretty brand new, I imagine. I'm almost exactly on line with Joel here, where my favorite ones are Shaun of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead remake, and Zombieland. I have a huge appreciation for the classic Romero films. They don't always hold up the greatest, although I think Day of the Dead is pretty impressive. Especially for the social commentary, but the those three are definitely there. I mean, I really like, and we'll get into these later too, 28 Days Later and The Crazies, whether you want to call those zombie films or not. Those are definitely up there in terms of quality. So I think we should talk about a little bit about the zombies. You know, originally zombies were the term zombie, and it's still used a little bit like this today, was more just someone who becomes in a trance, or someone that, you know, you put a spell on them. A lot of times in certain cultures, it does actually mean you bring someone back from the dead. But it was more just a sense of, so you can make them do your bidding. And in some of the original zombie films from back in the day, from like the 20s and 30s, really showed that they were called zombie, but they were not the kind of zombies we think of now. And it really was George A. Romero with Night of the Living Dead that kind of changed everything. Even though they never used the word zombie, they really kind of redefined zombies as we see them today, which are, you know, the undead always trying to feed on you no matter what. That's all they care about, is just feeding on humans. I want to kind of go with you guys. There's been different kinds of zombies. We've seen, the more classic zombies are the shuffling around mindless ones, but we've also seen kind of the running style ones where, like, they're still just, like, fast-paced. Dawn of the Dead actually did have that. We've seen kind of different ways people have portrayed zombies a little bit. And maybe I want to get into what you guys think are the best ways. Like, what's kind of the most purest form of zombie as we should really kind of see it? I'll start with Chris this time.
As Joel mentioned, Shaun of the Dead really put the picture of the zombie. What I like is there is some kind of intelligence, but it's just more of the Walking Dead kind of thing. They can run, but some depictions of they can climb up ladders, or even in the trailer for World War Z where they kind of climb up in each other. I don't know about that. I mean, it has to. I picture a zombie as somebody who is just brought back from the dead or isn't alive anymore, and it's just more of, I don't know, a animalistic kind of survival kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I think that the true form of zombie is someone that's dead. I mean, their heart's not pumping. There's nothing going on, so they really can't run because they're just reanimated corpses. But there is room for, I think, zombies that can run or climb ladders and things for like things like a rage virus type scenario where they're actually still alive. So things like that, like those zombies are great, but it has to be in the context of a virus where they're not actually dead.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's actually some stylistic differences between having a running zombie and a shuffling zombie. I know that one of the things that makes shuffling zombies scary is the magnitude of how many there are. You know, it's not about, if you're with one zombie, we see it all the time, it's not that scary. If you've watched the original Dawn of the Dead, especially in the mall scene, they easily pop them off like no big deal. That's not what's scary. It's almost like you get lulled into that sense of security because they're not very fast. But then all of a sudden, they just kind of swarm on you. And there's something really kind of scary about that. But individually, they're obviously not very scary. Whereas in 20 Days Later, in Dawn of the Dead, it's the fact that like at any moment, like in the blink of an eye, you could have someone in your face. You know, that's one of the things that's kind of really scary about that. So you can never be off your guard. I mean, with old zombies, you know, the classic zombies, you can kind of hear them coming. Maybe they're moaning and stuff, and it takes them a while to get to you, unless they're like around the corner, or, like something you just didn't see them. But that's, you know. But generally speaking, as long as you're in a good place, you know, you're gonna have some lead time. But those kind of Dawn of the Dead ones, it's like boom, they're right in your face, like, and they're chasing you down. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
So for me, I really love the Max Brooks books, the Zombie Survival Guide and World War Z, because I like how he really kind of breaks down how zombies should work, because I agree that they probably shouldn't run. Maybe when they first become reanimated, they can kind of do like a shuffle run, if you will. But I don't think they can, especially after a couple of months and days or, you know, years, they definitely can't like run. It maybe depends on how the virus works or whatever it is. We've seen in different movies different portrayals of that. And, you know, from you guys, what I wanted to talk about is the whole idea of, you know, how zombies are different, but then also how they come into being. I mean, we've seen kind of different versions of how the zombies have come into being. I know in Night of the Living Dead, I think it's like radiation. But you rarely see it, the zombie apocalypse, like, starting. You know, it's always someone, like, waking up into that. And I kind of maybe wanted to get your guys' perspective into, like, why do you think they don't really show the beginnings very much? Is it because it's not interesting or it's hard to show? I kind of want to get your guys' idea about the way that zombies start and why they don't really show it too much. You know, Joel, if you want to start there.
Yeah, that's a great question. I've never really thought about it. I just kind of accepted the way that, you know, someone wakes up in a hospital and there you go.
What about you, Chris?
I think the reason is, you know, just going to The Walking Dead, and I don't want to skip ahead to, you know, why it's become popular now. Mm-hmm. I think it's just because zombie flicks, it was just hitting at certain type of crowd. I mean, you have people who love vampires, who love werewolves. You have the Twilight group. You have the Harry Potter group. So it's just more of they didn't want to do it because it was just kind of slow to start. It's like trying to do the whole Smallville thing with Superman, but trying to do it with Walking Dead. People are just going to lose interest because they want, if it's going to be about zombies, they want to see zombies right off the back. Mm-hmm. But once you get that kind of hype going in, then that's when you can actually start doing a little bit of backstory and, okay, this is how it begins.
Do you guys think that maybe part of the reason why is because it's unrealistic? You know, I try to think about the idea of how would a zombie apocalypse start? And for me, it's really hard to kind of imagine a scenario where we would be so dumb to what's going on that we would allow it to kind of become a pandemic. Like, and it's really hard for me to kind of envision that really happening. Do you think that might be part of it? Like, it's just so unbelievable how it could happen? Or do you think there really is a real way where this could work?
Well, I'm just gonna say didn't this kind of thing happen with like bees, like with killer bees? It was some kind of government project, and somehow they escaped. And I mean, it's chemical warfare. Anything could be, you know, leaked out.
Go ahead, Joel.
I was just kind of. I was going to agree with you, Daniel, about how, you know, it's really hard to realistically portray like an origin to all of that, other than just a really fast moving virus type infection.
Yeah.
As opposed to people dying and then, you know, and then come back to life, and
it would have to be something big. Like, it had to be a big event, I think. To my thing. I mean, it's really hard for me to envision a slow progress, like someone infects someone, puts them on an airplane, or something, like even something as something like that. I find that to be really hard to kind of believe that we couldn't somehow contain that.
Right.
So for me, it feels like it had to be, you know, man-made becomes a very popular concept. I've heard this idea of being able to kind of concoct a zombie virus, but you would still have to kind of disseminate it in a very fast manner.
I think the best storyline that I heard so far and how it all began was actually there is a app called like Zombie Run, and it's kind of a fitness app where you you run or whatever, and it does a storyline as you're running, and then every once in a while it says, you know, zombies detected, and you got to basically sprint for like a good minute, 2 minutes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't slow down or you get caught. But the storyline with they used was they were trying to cure a basically all diseases with this kind of super, I don't want to say symbiote. And what happened was as they were testing it on certain subjects, the ones that seemed like, oh, they were perfectly cured were actually the ones that actually turned. And that's how it spread.
That kind of reminds me a little of I Am Legend. The remake with Will Smith.
Yep.
You know, he's trying to cure cancer, and then it ends up being that he creates this virus. So yeah, that's kind of an interesting, similar kind of storyline a little bit. And so maybe kind of go into this a little bit, then we'll get into the more grander scope of what zombies are. But for you guys, you know, should we count things like 28 Days Later and The Crazies? Should we count those as being quote unquote zombie films?
I think so. I do. Like 28 Days Later, even Quarantine, which I enjoyed. I think, because I think for me, the most, you know, when I have my daydreams or even dreams, when I'm in the zombie apocalypse, it's easier for me to believe of a virus, you know, that would cause people to become zombies. And that's, I think that they should be in the canon of all zombies.
I know some people are purists, and so the idea of that they're not dead, like The Crazies and 28 Days Later, it's just a virus, that they're not actually dead yet.
Right.
I think that's where people kind of get all pissy about it. I don't know. Do you feel the same way, Chris?
I'm 50-50 on it. You know, I agree with the people saying that they weren't really dead to begin with. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, if we're going to start drawing lines, there's going to be other movies, too, that uses the whole virus thing and says, well, they're really not dead. They're still
right.
They're still living. They still have this, you know, living organism inside of them. So what would you constitute as a zombie? Somebody who's completely dead and they're brought back to life, not by, you know, a virus or anything like that. They're just brought back to life.
Well, I mean, and the question I think really becomes the key in all this is, what is it that's important to you for a zombie? You know, is it the fact that they're undead, you know, that they came back to life, or is it more of their actions? And I think that for me personally, I think the actions are more important. You know, the semantics of whether they're technically dead or not are not that important, although you can go into the whole, well, they can be cured, because if they're undead, you can't really cure that. But if you just have a virus, you can. So there I could see where there would be a line, because then killing someone is really killing someone, as opposed to a zombie where you just, you know, you can just say you're putting him back to rest. You know, there's a different kind of sentimentality when you're actually killing somebody that all they have is a virus. So I think that it actually makes it a little more interesting, but I could see where that would be, people might like to draw the line, but for me it's more about the actions. If they're acting like a zombie, then they're a zombie. That's sort of my opinion. And I know with The Crazies it was a little more complicated, because they weren't just zombies, they were actually doing, like, you know, setting buildings on fire and stuff like that. Like, they're more complicated in how they acted, but they still were not really in control of their bodies anymore. So in a very pure sense, I guess they were zombies. And speaking of the word zombie, You guys ever notice that they don't use the word zombie very much in zombie films?
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. Do you guys have any kind of theories as to why they rarely like to use the word zombie?
Either to maybe not to keep us in the reality of the story, you know. I don't know if you hear the word zombie, they start saying zombie, and it kind of brings you to out of the story, maybe a little bit.
I don't know. For me, it's like the opposite of that. I feel like, especially nowadays, where you have to acknowledge pop culture in a film, I feel like, because I think people are even more aware of that when you don't reference that stuff. You know, people know about zombies. They understand, you know, all these zombie movies have existed. So why, you know, that's the first thing that would come to my mind. If a zombie apocalypse happened, the first thing I would say is, like, hey, they're a zombie.
Right, right.
So for me, I feel like it's almost the opposite, where it's like, if you don't acknowledge that, then it becomes kind of silly. I don't know.
But I think it's just kind of become that cliche word that they don't want to use. I mean, The Walking Dead, I think they used the term zombie once, and that was it. And, you know, yep. Just said walkers.
I think
using other terms besides zombies is it brings more life to just that whole genre.
Interesting. And I think also to a certain degree, maybe the history of not using it makes people not want to use it. Like, you want to pay homage to that concept, you know, because Night of the Living Dead never said it. I don't know if any of the George Romero movies ever said zombie. I'd have to look that up. But I know the first one didn't. And so maybe it's kind of like, you know, you want to be part of that club, so you don't. So you make sure you also don't say zombie. I feel like that might be part of it.
I think they use the term. I know some movies use the term voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Not actual zombie.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, voodoo was one of the ways where they used to make zombies come back to life. You know, not in the current form of zombies, but the old, you know, the classic version where you would just bring someone back to life to do your deeds for you. They would use voodoo as a way of doing that. Or in the sense of Weekend at Bernie's 2 to make them dance.
Yeah.
Because that's, hey, he's a zombie. Let's be honest. The best zombie ever. So I guess, what we really should kind of talk about here is this sort of the overall popularity of zombies now, how it's a lot more popular than it used to be. And I kind of want to get your guys' opinions on why you think zombies now, especially in the last couple of years, have really kind of just been pushed into the forefront when it comes to genre and horror and stuff like that. I'll let Joel start with this.
Okay, well, I think that it could have gone very bad for us zombie likers, because I've always enjoyed zombie movies,
right.
But the emergence of really good, pure zombie movies like Shaun of the Dead and then Zombieland and even Dawn of the Dead, the remake, they were done really well, and it wasn't, you know, Abraham Lincoln versus zombies or Dead Snow or something along those lines where that's all that they had. They actually had something, the mass of people had something they could look and really kind of relate to, maybe with the characters and kind of get involved more so than just the gore of what people related to zombies as before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Chris?
The big thing, I'm going to give them huge credit. I think The Walking Dead was basically a balance between the gore, just kind of the thriller aspect of it, the suspense. It was such a balance that it kind of broadened the age group a little bit.
Right.
It's not just, teens or a certain group that with the movies. Nothing saying, you know, the movies were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have a show that basically has a balance of everything and is, you know, well-written, well-directed, that now it's not just, you know, it's a growing culture. It's always been there, but it's always needed that kind of push. And I think what surprised everybody, and now you're seeing, you know, these, you know, basically Hollywood trying to create these, you know, zombie flicks as quick as they can, was The Walking Dead. I was completely surprised to see after the first, I think it was after the third episode of The Walking Dead, it was trending, not just in the United States, but worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is what surprised everybody, saying, you know, this has always been around. It's, you know, there's always been a group of people who love this type of movie or this type of genre. You know, now it's just, I don't know if, you know, they tried to make a show before The Walking Dead or what.
I haven't seen any, yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, I think that the thing you remember is there has always been this fan base, like you guys have kind of mentioned. And for us that really appreciate zombie films, it's not just about the zombies, it's about the social commentary. And that's something that Romero has even talked about and stuff. This idea of kind of, and some people have tried to extrapolate it even more, but this idea of, you know, the different, what zombies mean, you know, is it the consumerist in all of us, like in the original Dawn of the Dead, how they're stuck in the mall and these zombies kind of portray us because they go back to what they're used to, the kind of thing. So, you know, they've all had different kind of social commentary into them in terms of, you know, what are we becoming and the different class warfare, that kind of thing. And the good zombie films especially kind of go into that. I know Day of the Dead, like I said, is one of my favorite classic zombie ones where the fight between the military and the scientists is really interesting. So, you know, there's always been more to it than just gore, which I think that maybe even if you didn't really see it on first glance, like it's, and underneath you kind of get that. So that's always been there. I think that's helped them become maybe a little bit more than other genres. And I think that also in terms of the recent resurgence, I definitely think that you kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, Chris, like Twilight and things like that. You know, these kind of things where Hollywood is making genre more mainstream, especially genre horror. It's making it a lot more mainstream. We've seen it with the Twilights, and CW has a bunch of crappy shows that are about that stuff, like Teen Wolf, and there's that Circle one, it's called, about witches. The Secret Circle, I think it's called. So that's been kind of a big trending thing now, is all of a sudden, like, you know, the horror or like that kind of that the darker side of genre of stories is becoming a lot more popular. So it makes sense that I think that the zombies are starting to kind of fall in line with that, especially for the more purists in all of us that really like that the real kind of gore instead of like the fake, like, you know, vampires that are sparkly and stuff.
I think the other thing is it's the most realistic out of all the, mm-hmm. the genres. You know, there's no, you really won't see a sorcerer or a wizard,
right,
or vampires or werewolves, but you more likely might see somebody who's, you know,
yeah,
infected with something that they don't act like themselves. I mean, we
right.
saw that, what, 3 or 4 months ago?
The bath down salts in Florida. And stuff, yeah. It wasn't really bath salts, but that's what everyone thought it was. But yeah, that kind of behavior, we see it a lot, and there's talk. I remember reading an article about a year or two ago where there were scientists saying that they could potentially really concoct what you might consider to be a zombie virus. You know, and obviously rabies alone can make that kind of action in certain people. I think I remember seeing one form of one movie where it was rabies or something. It was like an advanced rabies. I forget what movie it was. It was some crappy little movie where rabies ended up being the answer, but it was like super rabies. So, like, you know, there's already stuff that can kind of do that, so I get that too. And I also think it's really easy to make. It's pretty cheap. You know, I've attended a independent horror film festival 2 years in a row, this year and last year, and I volunteered for it, and I actually, you know, you watch some of the films, and zombie films are pretty common because they're pretty cheap to make. You know, it's pretty easy to make someone look like a zombie. You know, if you have the skills, you can do some good makeup on them for pretty relatively cheap. You know, you just got to find some deserted areas and stuff, and you can make a pretty decent horror film that if you just know how to do it, but it doesn't cost a lot of money. But it's still very interesting and can be still very scary. So I think, you know, you have people who always like that idea of like, okay, this is easy to make, it's relatively cheap, but you can really do something kind of cool without having to do crazy special effects or anything like that. So I think that's also maybe a small part of it. So that kind of brings us to, you know, The Walking Dead. Like, you guys both kind of alluded to the idea that The Walking Dead has been a big pusher in this whole zombies becoming more popular. And so I kind of want to get your guys' overall opinion on The Walking Dead. And if you guys have read the comics, maybe compare it to the comics in a little bit. Let Chris start, since he seems to know a lot about The Walking Dead.
It's really hard to compare it to the comics. Every week, you know, just when I think this is what's going to happen next, they just throw a curveball. And I guess me as a... avid reader of The Walking Dead, why I love it so much is because I'm always surprised.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, yeah, they follow the comics a little bit, but you know, I'll throw in like these fantastic curveballs, like the death of Sophia. I was sitting there basically screaming no at the TV when that was happening, because that went completely off of the comics.
Right.
But it's just a fantastically directed TV show. And it's the only TV show that I've ever seen, you know, a small child get killed, a child shooting other people, child shooting, you know, other kids. But I think we're going to see, like, even more of a push for that. But the big thing that I really like about The Walking Dead, and I can't stand about and I've seen it in a trailer of, you know, World War Z, is that the whole CGI thing. I think anybody who uses CGI to just create extra hundreds of zombies or whatever in a movie is just really destroying zombie movies completely. I think you just pay for the extras. I bet there'd be extras who would just do it for free. Because there are so many people out there, be like, I would love to be an extra in a zombie movie. Dress me up, I'll do it for free. I'll stand out there for 10 hours in the pouring rain in the middle of December. I don't care.
I think the problem with that is from what I've seen from the trailers, they're doing some kind of fantastical stuff. So it's kind of, I think it'd be hard. Like you see them kind of all climbing on top of each other, going up, and they're trying to do something. And we can argue whether that's good or not what they're doing, but the idea is that them doing this whole thing where they're creating their own like ladder kind of thing, that'd be really hard to do, I think, in real life. And The Walking Dead, I think, is better in terms of the way that it does CGI for zombies, but what it does is it just duplicates people. So instead of actually creating like completely CGI created zombies, it's just duplicating real people, which is a much better way of making it look realistic. But it is a little bit different to kind of explain that. Oh, I want to go with the But Joel, what do you think of the Walking Dead?
I think it's kind of like the zombie climax kind of, and I think it'll only just get better now because of what other people, other filmmakers, other artists can see and what people are attracted to. Mm-hmm. I think that along with, you know, I love zombies, but also I love a good post-apocalyptic movie, and I really like that about, you know, The Walking Dead, as you're seeing like abandoned cars, abandoned cities, and all that kind of stuff, and it brings me into it, you know, because I want to believe that it'll happen and that I'll have to defend my house and you know, I want all that to happen. And I think that The Walking Dead really taps into the reality of it and even the social relevance of it too, of kind of what you guys were saying earlier about what happened in Florida and even like other like terrorism and other, you know, terrible things that are happening. Zombies kind of, I think Max Brook touches on this too, fills the void of, kind of puts a name on the fear of what's going on in the world. And you can, you know, fight back and chop off its head.
Yeah, I really like the social aspect. That's one of the things that I think with zombie movies, you don't really get a whole lot of a chance to see. Because most of these things are like an hour and a half. And so to really kind of dive into that world that we love so much is probably my favorite thing about it. And you see the little nuances and stuff, you know, in terms of the way that, you know, how people react, the social issues, like we saw with Lori, I think it was last season, talking about whether she wanted to bring a child into this world, because, like, what's the future? Like, what's the point? You know, because there doesn't seem to be much of a future for him. And you get these really interesting kind of philosophical questions that come up, and how do people react in the world? Like right now, they have this great scenario where you have the prison versus the town. You know, two very different ways you could deal with living in the zombie apocalypse. And obviously, it looks like they're going to come to a head. But just that kind of seeing the difference in it and seeing how people react in a post apocalyptic world is very fascinating. Just like living in it, kind of, you know, that's something I really like about it.
The one thing I found very interesting about The Walking Dead, and I'm starting to see this come out in novels and in TV shows, is that people love to watch. Usually, people like happy endings. Mm-hmm. Now we're starting to see people love horrible endings. Like things get progressively worse.
Well, I think so. I think it's also a matter of there's always the hope. I mean, I think if there was no hope, I think that would ruin it a little bit. I think when they made that revelation, and I'll make sure I put a spoiler type before I even post this today, because if anybody hasn't watched the series, then they're going to be upset. But the fact that they revealed that everyone has the virus, which is an interesting philosophy. I think I've seen that in one or two films, but a lot of times it's more, you know, you only get it if you, you only have it if you get it. That idea that everyone has it is kind of, for me, I was like, dang, that's like super depressing. Like, no matter what, you're going to have this thing. So it becomes kind of, you know, there's a story, when you're writing a film or something, there's always that idea that you want to make things as bad as they can so that you can, before you make it better. This idea that, you know, you're trying to escalate the conflict, make it worse, so that they have to do something kind of extreme to, as a big climax. And you see that a lot. So I see it as kind of like that, but I'm just kind of going like, where the hell's the end of this? You know, like, you know, is there really an end or not? You know, is there any possible good end to this? and I don't know. I mean, I think that's that kind of anticipation everyone has. Everyone, they want to see it get worse and worse because they want to go, is there some kind of like miracle hope that kind of fixes everything? Obviously, you can't bring the dead back to life, but at the very least, you know, people can survive. But it's very interesting the fact that people still love it, and you know, obviously we still love it. Yet we see all these people dying, we see the hope going away slowly but surely. You know, I mean, do you guys see where maybe people being upset if this somehow ends and there isn't any kind of mild, at least a little bit of a bright light at the end?
I think the only way that it could really end good if it just ends worse than what it started. I mean, that's the only way to do it. And it's just like that small glimmer of hope, like, oh, everything is going to get better. But in order to do that, only basically like the whole I Am Legend kind of thing, there's only one person that really survives kind of deal, or a couple people survive.
What about you, Joel?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I keep bringing this up. Like, if you look at it like realistically, you know, no one survives, you know, everyone dies. There's no way around it. You know, it's, but I think that to end to Walking Dead, to end it and like leave people satisfied, is what I would like, is to have a small glimmer of hope, but no conquering of the virus and or anything like right. that. I mean, it's still there. They're still going to be looking over their shoulder all the time, but
so no cure. No one wants a cure.
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that fascinates me about the whole thing. You know, I think for some of us more purists with the zombie thing, we're okay with however it ends. Like, if it ends really bad, we're like, cool. But I think there's some people, you know, because it is such a mainstream show now. I mean, it'll interest me to see how they end the show eventually and where they end it and what people will think of it. Because, you know, you're right. I don't see anything really positive coming out of all this. I could see maybe a few, you know, like I said, a small glimmer of hope. Like you saw with I Am Legend, the idea that there is a cure, but maybe, like, you know, they can't do anything about it yet or something. You know, this idea of, you know, maybe there's something there. But, I think you're going to piss people off whether you tie it up nicely or whether you just can make it completely bleak.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. So Walking Dead has become a really big phenomenon, really kind of helping to mainstream zombies. And that has obviously brought on more zombie films. And you talked about Abraham Lincoln versus zombies, but two bigger projects that are coming up are World War Z, which is based off the book we talked about, and Warm Bodies. And I want to talk about World War Z first, and that's more kind of the real zombie film that we kind of think of. I don't know if you guys have read the book, but I want to see either just talk about the trailer by itself, or if you have read the book or you know enough about the book, maybe kind of compare it and what you think about the project from what you've seen. I'll start with Joel.
I've read the book. I saw the trailer, and you know, I think anyone who's done both can you know, say like, well, this is nothing like the book was exactly. going to be. I mean, there's the same general outline, but you know, it's definitely not going to be a purist zombie film. It's going to be a cash grab with lots of special effects. I'll still watch it. You know, I'll be there opening day, but I have a feeling I'll be leaving disappointed.
What do you think, Chris?
I read the book also, and I don't think it's, from what I've seen from the trailer, there's probably gonna they're gonna use bits and pieces and probably the plot loosely, but I don't. It's gonna be two different things.
Yeah.
I'll still watch it. I'll still watch World War Z. It has Brad Pitt in it, and he's one of my favorite actors. So, but I don't think it's just gonna do the book justice.
Yeah, it's you know, I read the book too, and you know, it's very different because it's not framed for a movie. It's framed, the idea of the World War Z, for people who don't know, is it's a book where they're telling an oral history of the zombie war. And it's this reporter going around and talking to different people, and they're kind of creating a scenario. They're kind of showing you the history of it, basically. And here it's more like in the moment kind of a thing. And it's different zombies too. I mean, I think that's one of the more interesting things that people saw, even when some of the initial video had snuck out from the shooting, because Max Brooks is very much adamant about the whole idea that zombies can't run, and yet in World War Z movie they run, definitely, and we saw from the trailer that they're very CGI and they swarm and stuff. I mean, I want to know kind of what you guys think about, they're almost just using the title without even without even really thinking too much about the story, it seems to me. I mean, obviously we have to wait till the movie comes out, but I mean, do you think, what do you guys think about it kind of doing justice to the book at all in terms of not even having the same zombies and using all CGI for like these swarms?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a money grab by the studios. I mean, it's got a, the, I mean, it's, you know, Brad Pitt is the reporter that they kind of enlist to go out and kind of like tell the story by, you know, being on the ground and doing that kind of thing. So, I mean, it's very, very loosely based off the book, but I think I that's where it stops. You know, it's, I know it would kind of be hard to do a, you know, a true version of the book because it'd be, you know, it's not, the book wasn't written like a movie. So,
yeah, it'd be tough. What I find interesting is you don't ever see a zombie in the trailer, like a single zombie. You don't really see like their face.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of moving water.
There's no moment where you just see one, so you really get a good idea what they look like. Do you think that was on purpose? Like, what do you guys think that maybe was the reason behind that?
I think it's because whatever clips that we saw is probably just going to be the only clips of, you know, pictures of zombies. You probably get one close up scene, but other than that, I think it's just going to be a lot of suspense going around. Like, you see action happening from where Brad Pitt is. But other than that, I don't think you're going to see a lot of interaction with, you know, the zombies.
Interesting. I don't think people will be very happy with that.
I don't think so either.
And on the other end of the spectrum is Warm Bodies. So, I mean, we've been hearing about this movie for a little while now. They had some promotional stuff, I think, at Comic-Con for it even. You know, and the idea was that it's a romantic comedy for zombies. and it just, that's as much as I had heard before the trailer came out, and everyone that I know of, including myself, thought it was completely stupid. And I was like, God, you know, it's another Twilight kind of thing. Because the joke was always that, well, the one thing they can't romanticize is zombies. And we were wrong. And it just sounded like a terrible, terrible idea. But then the trailer came out, and it was hilarious. That's probably the most turned around I've ever been by a trailer, where I've just thought a movie was complete crap. And then I see the trailer, and I'm like, okay, this actually looks pretty good. And I want to kind of get what you guys thought of the trailer and the idea of what even they're doing. And I'll start with Chris.
It kind of reminded me of, there was a movie back in the 1980s, and it was called I Was a Teenage Zombie. It just seems like that to me. So, and that was a pretty decent movie. Me being a zombie fan, if you're gonna make a comedy about it, it has to be like Zombieland or Shaun of the Dead. You know, this kind of, you know, comedy. But it you know, should be interesting.
Yeah, what do you think, Joel?
Yeah, I think it. I remember hearing. I haven't read the book. I remember hearing about it and hearing what it was supposed to be, and I was like, oh great, somebody wanted to cash in on the Twilight romance but with zombies. And so I never even looked at it, but then I saw the trailer and I was like, it completely turned me around. I really wanted to see it. I really like the guy that's directing it, the guy that he directed 50-50, and he also wrote the screenplay for Warm Bodies. So I feel like it's in, you know, decently good hands, and I won't see it, you know, I doubt I won't go into it thinking I'm going to go see a good zombie movie. It'll be a, you know, something to take my wife to.
But it seems like I wouldn't say parody so much, but it has a little bit of that kind of sense to it. Like, it's very tongue in cheek. Like, they know, yeah,
it's very self aware.
Yeah, it's like they know that it's silly. And yet they're playing with that, and for me that I thought was really funny. And the girl looks almost exactly like a blonde Kristen Stewart. Like, that's the thing I saw. I was like, dang, it's like they're deliberately doing that. That's how I saw it as. But I don't know. I'm really interested in seeing it. Whether I see it in theaters or not, I don't know. But it's still definitely something that made me go. I've never had that big of a turnaround in a film where I've just thought this idea sounds stupid. And you're right, I haven't read the book. And just to see the trailer and going, oh my god, okay, this actually might be kind of interesting. So that alone made me really kind of spark my interest in it. And it looks funny. It has Rob Corddry in it, and I love him. He's funny as hell. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they go with that. I just hope they never try to do like a serious version, like Twilight style, because that would piss me off.
Yes.
And John Malkovich is in it, so you can't go wrong.
No way.
No, yep.
Well, it's funny because Summit Entertainment is the one who's actually releasing the film, and they're the same ones that released the Twilight Saga. So it's kind of like they know what they're doing. Like, they understand, like, I hope that's what it seems. It seems like at least that they understand that they're kind of parodying themselves a little bit.
Right, and like the main zombie has got like eyeshadow and a very haircut. Emo. And super emo,
yeah.
Stuff.
He's hilariously emo, and like I said, the girl looks just like a blonde Kristen Stewart. It's like, it seems like they get it, and that's good. So we'll see how that is. And that comes out in February for anybody who's interested. I guess it's February 1st. I thought they should do that during closer to Valentine's Day, but that's fine. Because I thought that'd be kind of funny. Yeah, so that's kind of the main stuff I want to talk about. I mean, do you guys have any other final words when it comes to zombies? I guess, one thing I did want to ask you guys is, if a zombie apocalypse were to happen for real, how do you guys think you would do? And what would you do? What would be your first instincts to try to do? I'll go with Joel on this first.
Okay. My answer has changed. I'm married and I have a son. And so before it was like, you know, get to a gun as fast as I can and always stay on the move. But now I can relate a lot more with Rick Grimes in the fact that I would try and get somewhere that I could hold up, have some stability for, you know, people who couldn't really defend for themselves. And I would not trust anyone. I would trust my family. I said, if anyone else tried to, I would do, you know, the axe in the forehead. You know, I would just be me and my family.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
Well, out of all the online tests that I've taken to see if I could survive a zombie apocalypse, I can. I always pass. And probably because I'm just a heartless guy and I'm single, I don't have a wife and kids. So if I have a sense that somebody's turning, I wouldn't hesitate to shoot them in the head.
That's good.
I guess you won't know until that actually happens.
Yeah, that's always the issue, is you never know until it actually happens. Do you guys think that being fans of zombie films, do you think that helps you if that really happens? Do you think that really actually has taught you something?
Only if the zombies in real life are anything like the zombies that we've made up.
Yeah,
but then exactly. Yes, I would nail it.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see how you would do in that kind of situation. I mean, I don't know how I would do. I probably wouldn't do very well. But I would, like I said, I would definitely make sure one of the few things I would take with me that wasn't a weapon would be that zombie survival guide that Max Brooks wrote. Because I think it was, what was it? Was it crowbar was his best weapon that you could have?
Crowbar, yeah. Something with that, yep. With no ammo.
Yeah, because, I mean, first of all, it helps you open things because you're going to need to do that. And then, obviously, it has a lot of weight and some length to it. So you can hit guys in the head and keep going. So you just gotta make sure you don't get it stuck in their skull. That'd be the big issue, I guess. Yeah, it's always interesting to see. I always find it fascinating in the idea of holding up somewhere. I like the prison idea. It seems like that's like, you know, as long as you don't have some crazy people there with you, then it seems like that's probably the most secure way of doing things. Although the town concept sounds really nice too, from Walking Dead. So assuming you don't go as crazy as the governor does, but otherwise the idea of, you know, you have the walls up, but you still get to kind of maintain some sort of life inside. They're both kind of good. I mean, I feel like there's more vulnerabilities in the town concept. But again, you have to trust people, and obviously he doesn't that much. So it brings up a lot of interesting questions, which is why The Walking Dead is a good show.
Yeah. So what Kirkman says, it's like you don't have to fear the zombies as much as you have to fear the people that
right.
survived.
And that seems to be the scenario in a lot of films, too. I mean, Day of the Dead's probably one of the best examples of that, where, like I said, it's about the military versus the scientists, and it's really those two guys. I mean, they have this pen full of zombies, and one of them actually releases it. It's like the people are the worst thing, and when that's what you find out when this kind of crap happens. It's like it's the people that are the worst. So, yeah, I agree. You know, stick with your family and shoot everyone else in the head.
Agreed.
So, yeah, I mean, you guys have any last words for zombies?
So, how long do you guys think this kind of craze is going to go? Is it going to go as long as, you know, Twilight and you know, Harry Potter did? Or, I mean, it's always been around.
Yeah, I think it'll fade a little bit. I mean, you're always going to have, it's always going to be there, like you said, and it's always good social commentary, and it's one of the more purest forms of horror and gore, and, you know, I mean, we see it in video games where they always have, like, the zombie modes. There'll always be some of it there, but I think the popularity will fade a little bit. I mean, we still have all the vampires and stuff, so as long as that's kind of going around, I could see the kind of counterculture still being there, so, but once that kind of fades away, too, I think that, I'm sure something else might take its place. That's my theory, at least.
As long as the CW and other people don't try to get, you know, silly or make all these spin-offs and remakes and all that, I'd be just fine with it fading away and being like the way it was.
Yeah, as long as people keep still making them. I would say that in, like, Dawn of the Dead, the remake was before the zombie thing really became huge, and that was a very good movie. I forget when 28 Days Later came out, but I think that was definitely before...
Yeah,
the zombie craze again. So I mean, we've seen quality stuff. So I definitely don't think that's an issue, which is good. That there's not an issue of it. They've never made a lot of money though. I remember I was actually writing a script for one of my screenwriting classes in college, and I was doing a zombie western. And one of the assignments for it was, okay, take your genre and make a list of the top five grossing movies in your genre. And so I did it for both westerns and zombies, and it was not a very good picture. neither of them make very much money. I think if you don't count Back to the Future 3, then Unforgiven is the highest grossing western from my memory. Wow. And it only made a little over 100 million, and everything else is pretty low. And then zombies are very low too. I don't think any of them broke 100, except for maybe Dawn of the Dead. And I don't even think that did. So I mean, I was like, oh crap! Like, you know, the two genres I'm mixing together are like two non-high grossing ones. Which is interesting about this World War Z thing. I mean, I know it's at the best point they could do it at, but still, like, I worry that I don't think it's going to do as well.
It's a little disconcerting because I was hyped for it, and then it kind of went into production hell, and
right.
They brought in Lindelof to finish out
the irony there.
Script, and they added a lot more to the budget, and I think the actual budget's somewhere like $160 million, something like that.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of issues. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's talk that Brad Pitt and the director wouldn't even talk to each other, that they had to like have an intermediary. Like, if he wanted something, he'd have to talk to him, and he would talk to Brad. And of course, the funny thing there is that Brad was the one who convinced Paramount to bring that director on.
Right, it was his company bidding for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of issues there. Yeah, the irony of bringing Lindelof to finish anything is kind of funny. and so there's a lot of issues there. Like I said, yeah, a lot of reshoots and things like that. So, you know,
do you think if they, let's say if they did another push for all the zombie movies, all the Romero movies, do you think that they would, you know, gain more popularity than what they have in the past? Like, for example, if they started showing, you know, Dawn of the Dead in theaters again, both versions. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it would, you know...
Do they re-releases of them?
Yeah, re-releases.
I think
do the whole Disney thing. It's enhanced.
Do a 3D?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. it's hard for me to say, like... I rewatched Night of the Living Dead a couple weeks ago, and a lot of people can watch it because it's free, because there's no copyright on it. But it doesn't hold up as much. I mean, it's still enjoyable. You still appreciate it as being like the godfather of all this, the grandfather of all of this whole thing. But I don't think, especially for audiences today, those older ones especially don't quite hold up. You'd have to do, I think, some of the newer stuff, because the pacing is a lot slower and stuff. That's part of the problem. So for me, I think it's tougher, because I think more of us have that appreciation for it. But if you don't, if you're just like, you just want something that's kind of cool and entertaining, then I think you have to kind of go at least with the newer stuff, like your 28 Days Later and your Dawn of the Dead.
So the question is, now, I mean, I know we talked about, you know, what makes a good zombie, but what makes a good zombie film or TV show?
Well, I think there's two different things. I mean, with the TV show, I mean, you got to really dive into it, like we saw with The Walking Dead, where and we saw how a lot of people were complaining about season 2, where it got a little slow. I think you got to find a way to keep the pace going. Although, and realistically, if you're in a zombie apocalypse, you're going to try to just hide out for a lot of it. But you still got to find ways to make it interesting. But really dive into the social issues, which I think they've done well. With a movie, I think it's a little bit more of the... it depends on what you're going for. Some people just try to make a zombie movie, but I feel like you got to find an angle to go at it with nowadays, because we've seen so much of it. I think, so especially now, if you were to make one, you get to find an angle that really works. But in general, for me, I think it's, you got to keep the pace going, and you got to make it realistic, and you got to find... that's the hardest thing, I think, is finding a way to make it realistic, but also keeping the pace going. That's my opinion, at least. I don't know. What do you think, Jill?
Yeah, no, I agree completely. Because it's so much different. The Walking Dead, they can dive into character, and they can, you know, have standalone episodes where there's not very many zombies, but you're developing character. If a movie does that, it gets really boring really fast.
Yeah.
So you gotta, you know, like you said, you gotta keep the pace up. And I think that's why there hasn't been very many great high-grossing zombie movies, is because it's really hard to maintain that pace and keep people interested. Because you gotta keep the genre fans happy, but you also have to keep the masses happy too. That will pay the money to do it. Go see it.
Yeah, and they don't cost a lot of money to make, and so, you know, there may be an issue there where, you know, we're talking about the whole problem of they're not making a lot of money. Maybe it's because they also don't spend a lot of money, so you don't get a lot of the big names in front of it, and, you know, I don't know if people, especially before this big zombie craze, if people really appreciated zombies in a mainstream setting. So, you know, you try to advertise, oh, there's this new zombie film, people just kind of go, oh, it's a zombie film, and they don't think much of it, except for the, you know, the fans like us. And so now that it's become a lot more popular, if you see The Walking Dead, it's like one of the most watched shows on television, period, and things like that. So I think that you're seeing this bigger appreciation for that kind of mystical stuff, if you will, like the Twilight and all that. I think people might have a better appreciation, so then you can spend some more money. So I think that that's where I kind of go back to World War Z, where the idea is good. You know, it's good timing, finally put some money into a zombie film, get some big names in there. You know, let's see how that works. But I think...
Well, I think World War Z started production before I think The Walking Dead even aired its first episode.
Yeah, so they may have just got lucky in terms of their timing. But
right.
But yeah, but I think in general we'd seen a little bit more. I mean, it's in the 2000s, again, I think we saw this resurgence between 20 Days Later and the Dawn of the Dead and stuff like that. I think we saw a slight resurgence of it, and maybe, you know, whether they knew that Walking Dead was going to be on the air or whatever, but I definitely think that maybe they saw it coming, and obviously the books have been popular, so they could have been lucky too, but it just so happens to be really good timing. So this would be an interesting thing to see. Your average person doesn't know all the problems that the film's been going through, so to see whether this movie still makes a lot of money or not is going to be interesting, because I think that makes that'll say a lot about the future of zombie films. You know, the question of, can you put money into a zombie film and expect money back? Because otherwise they're going to go back to how they were, where you're only, you know, spending $20-30 million for a studio film in order to make a zombie film instead of this, you know, $100-150 million. I think that this movie, I think, for better or for worse, is going to be the thing that breaks the decision.
Yeah, I agree, and unfortunately, it might not go so well.
Yeah, so we may not see a lot of high budget ones. But if you know, if that's what a high budget film is, and it is bad or something, then maybe that's for the best. Like,
yeah,
like we've said before, you know, some of our favorite ones. I mean, I don't even know how much Shaun of the Dead cost, but it could not have been very much. it was definitely a cheap film in terms of the budget, but it's quality.
Yeah,
you know, that's a great example, and that was another way where I was mentioning before, a good zombie film, you know, finding another twist on how to do it. It was funny, you know, and this idea that the main characters are already kind of zombies, you know, in their real lives, and finding a good twist there is important. But I think that's going to be the big issue, is, you know, if we can't make these big budget films, are people going to be afraid to make them at all? But I think we've seen in the past, you don't have to spend a lot of money to make a quality film. You just won't also make a lot of money, probably.
Yeah.
And I think most people are okay with that, as long as they have the fans. I mean, so, you know, some of these films, like Shaun of the Dead especially, have, like, these rabid fan bases. You know, there's that Lego set. You know, there's that Lego website, Kuso, where you can make your own Legos, and they might make them. One of the first ones, if not the first one, that they did was the Winchester, and they ended up disproving. You know, they ended up saying they couldn't make it because it wasn't like family friendly, and they had to like change their rules so that they would have to like pre-screen things before it goes on, so they don't have to worry about doing that again. So, but there was such a huge fan base for it. We talked about it on the website that someone wanted to make the Winchester, and it looked awesome. And you just got to play Queen in the background, and you're fine. Yeah, there's a lot of dynamics to the whole scenario. Like I said, yeah, I think the difference between TV and movies is very different, and that's why I'm glad to see a TV show really kind of dive into the characters, whereas a movie you have to try to find a way to still do character development because you got to care a little bit about these characters, but without really kind of wasting time doing that. That's hard.
Yeah,
that's really hard to do. Like I know Shaun of the Dead was a little bit slower to begin with. My dad actually walked out. We were watching it at home because I didn't see it in theaters, and I was like, oh, Shaun of the Dead, this might be kind of cool. So we watched it, and he went to bed after like 15 minutes because he's like, this is kind of boring. And I was like, all right. And then I watched the rest of it myself. I was like, this is amazing. So it's funny. So that was something where they were trying to develop those two characters a little bit in the beginning, and it became a little slow. So you might have issues like that.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna just comment on. I was always a zombie fan, but it wasn't until after I watched Shaun of the Dead until I went back and kind of revisited all the old zombie movies, the Romero movies, and then you know just dove deeper and trying to read different books and comic books, and it's just was the perfect gateway drug.
Yeah, that's a good point. What were you gonna say, Chris?
Yeah, I guess my last question is, do you see any kind of crossover for zombie movies, like mixing with other genres? Like, I don't know. I know this might sound bogus, but I know this has actually been discussing because I did some research on some forums. But you ever see, like, I don't know, like the X-Men versus, you know, zombies or something like that, kind of the crossover?
Yeah.
Where, you know, not a lot of people are going to like it. They're going to hate it, but people are
zombies.
People are going to try to get that kind of piece of the pie.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think especially if World War Z does well, I think then we'll definitely see it. Whether if it doesn't, maybe not. But I think that, you know, and Warm Bodies might even to a smaller degree have an impact on that as well. But I definitely think that, you know, we've seen Marvel zombies in the comics. So, you know, I think you do it. There is, like I said, I was writing that zombie Western, and I found out there actually was another zombie Western graphic novel called Dead West. And that one, it's like a curse, like an Indian curse or something that causes it. Mine was a different storyline, which is good. I felt weird when I found that out. But so that was something that I heard that Paramount was maybe trying to do. But that, I think, kind of went by the wayside. But, you know, it could come back up. I mean, that exists somewhere. So the idea of sort of mixing, you know, we saw Abraham Lincoln versus zombies, you know? So I think that they might try to mix it in. And we were already seeing romantic comedy mixed in with Warm Bodies. You know, if this Dead West comes around, then there's a Western kind of zombie thing. I think you could. I mean, the idea of putting zombies in different time frames is kind of interesting, or different worlds, you know, maybe zombies in the future. There might have already been something like that. I think you can mix it in. It's tough. I mean, we've already seen a found footage version. I think that might have actually been one of Romero's. I think he did a found footage
diary,
version.
Yeah,
I still haven't watched that. I need to watch that. I think you can. I do think that World War Z, and to a smaller degree, Warm Bodies may have an impact on whether that happens or not.
Yeah, I mean, I know Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is
right. They're trying to make
kind of
that
like in that development stage. And then there's, I know that the CW has a zombie TV show in the works.
Really?
So yeah, like you said, I think the World War Z and to a certain extent Warm Bodies will be the barometer to which studios will throw their money at.
Yeah, I'd like to see it though. I mean, hell, put zombies in anything, I'll watch it. I think it'll be cool. The idea of just having, like, you know, zombies in, like, you know, medieval times or something, like, I can just imagine them doing like really weird things that would be awesome to watch. That's my thing. And this kind of, we're talking about Romero a little bit, and it reminded me, there was a story a couple weeks, maybe a month or two ago back, about how they were trying to push for Romero to get a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. And then I remember there was a Badass Digest article saying that he shouldn't get a star in that because he was, but for a good thing, because he was so, like, under the radar. Like, he wasn't a Hollywood guy. You know, he filmed a lot in Philadelphia and stuff like that. He wasn't really part of it. Instead, they should do something different, like maybe have, like, a statue of Romero in Philadelphia or something, or Pittsburgh. I keep forgetting. It might have been Pittsburgh. But Pennsylvania. And so, I mean, what do you guys think about it? Do you think he should have a star, or do you think that he should have a statue, or in Pennsylvania, or both? Or what do you guys think?
I think he should definitely get a star. I mean, he was, you know, he was the father of all the zombie movies that we see, you know, and I think it was in Pittsburgh, but yeah. You know, I mean, if Lindsay Lohan and these other people can get stars, then yeah, he should definitely get one.
Yeah. Do you think he should have a statue? Like your Rocky style, you know, like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, hell yeah.
I think that'd be cool. Outside the mall that Dawn of the Dead take place in. What do you think, Chris?
I totally agree. I think he definitely deserves a star. I mean, he's the anytime somebody talks about a zombie movie, they always reference to, you know, George Romero. So that he should. It's not even a question of should he get one. It's only when.
Yeah, you have to pay for a star. No matter who you are, you have to pay for it. So they have to, like, agree to, like, that you have it, but then you also have to pay for it. It's kind of weird. I found that out recently. But, I agree. I think I like both. I like the idea of him having a star and then also maybe having something in Pittsburgh, since he really did a lot. I mean, they filmed in the city, so, like, I'm sure he did a lot for that economy, for getting people some jobs and stuff and putting some notoriety there. But, you know, it's not the same as, like, a Rocky or something like that in Philadelphia, but still, I think that his impact on the movie history, especially since he didn't even get the copyright for the original Night of the Living Dead, I feel like he almost need to, like, pay him back somehow, you know, help him out, because I feel bad for him. He's, you know, he's been such a huge part of all that, and he sometimes doesn't get the credit, especially in the mainstream media, doesn't get quite the credit for being, you know, the father of all zombies and really kind of starting everything, and, you know, it definitely could deserve more notoriety for that. You know, when people talk about zombies, when they're talking about the shambling kind of zombies, they call them Romero zombies a lot of times. You know, so it's like his name's on there, so it's like this guy is so integral to the whole thing. It's like you can't ignore that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even like movies like Shaun of the Dead, they gave a lot of homage to Romero, and then in the newer Romero movies, Peg was a newscaster, and just a voice, Linda's voice for his movies and stuff like that. So, I mean, he's definitely the go-to, you know, that's where you get inspiration for the newer ones.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. So, anything else, guys? Last words? Nope? All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on to our zombie cast. It was very, very fun talking to you guys, talking zombies. I won't be able to sleep now. Although, I'll have to watch Walking Dead, then I really won't be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. For coming on.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you.